We are learning Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, two dots. It said in the Mishnah that Nisus al Pi Bezdin, which means that the Eid Echad came and said that her husband died and she remarried al Pi that Eid Echad, it's called al Pi Bezdin because you need a Psak of Bezdin. So then the Halach is Teitzei, and you don't bring. And then you don't bring a carbon, because you did Aras Bezdin, Alpi Aras Bezdin. You do something with Psaka Bezdin, you don't bring a carbon. But it says by two Edim, then you have to bring a carbon. Why? Because that wasn't Alpi Bezdin, Alpi Aras Bezdin, then you do bring a carbon. Omaziri, this halacha that says that when Zaid Echad and Bezdin says you get remarried, and then the husband shows up, you don't bring a carbon, because also Alpi Aras Bezdin, is not true according to the Braisa. And Ritva speaks out, we had a Kabbalah that this Braisa overruled the Mishnah. Amaziri, less of a system of Tani Ben Midrasha. The Tani Ben Midrasha, not the Braisa Ben Midrasha. Hayru Bezdin Shokachama. If Bezdin makes a psak, a regular case of Shabbos, Bezdin makes a psak and says that it's night already. Ulubsayv Zarcha. Then, turns out the sun comes back out. Einzu Hayra El Atayis. That's not called a Hayra, that's called a Atayis. And if Bezdin makes a Atayis, you still have to bring a carbon. There's two nafkaminas. First of all, the halacha is if Yachid does up here Ras Bezdin's part of a carbon. So here in the case where it's a tayis be chayavin a carbon, there's another halacha. When Rav Klai Yisrael does something up here Bezdin, or Tzibur does it, it's a shailin hirius. But the halacha is if a Tzibur does something up here Bezdin, you bring a parhelm dov shel Tzibur. But again, here it is not called a hira, it's called a mistake. Hira means that they down up a certain case and they say a psak halacha. Mashenkin, if they just pass in what a metzias is, then that's called it's not called a hira. It's called a psak, and there it's a mistake. It's not called a hira. So the Braisa says that that's called a tayis, and therefore we want to say that our case also is a tayis. That the Eid Echad, they passed up here Eid Echad that you get remarried was a mistake. It wasn't a hira. They believed the Eid Echad, and the Eid Echad was lying. They believed the daika mincevah to get with Eid Echad, and it wasn't true. It was a mistake. So therefore, it's not called a hira. Rav Nachman Amar Hayra here. Rav Nachman says, you know, our Mishnah is called a Hayra, and you will be part of a carbon. So you have a Braisa that says, you are chayav a carbon, because it's a mistake. And Rav Nachman says, it's a Hayra. Amar Rav Nachman, Teida da Hayra, I'll bring you a Raya that Eidach is a Hayra. Why? Every time Eidach comes, it's not believed. But how come Hemen? He believed. My time, Malam Shad Hayra, he. Isn't it a Hayra? Eidach really comes and it's nothing. Here it must be, it's a hira. Bezdin says, you know what, I can be semich on this aid because daika mincevah, so it is a hira. That's what Nachman says, because the raya is all over Shas, Eidach is on Emma. But, can I get a schazik? What?
You're right the other way.
What's the right other way?
You see, Eidach is not a leech, it's just a
place. No. But here, they paskin that you're Emma. They paskin you get remarried. Eidach had said it, Eidach doesn't work. Teretz says, it was a psak. No, not a stone. It was a psak. It was a psak halacha that we said. We semech adayka mitzvah. He says, since it's something different, it's a raya, it's a hayroya. Amar Rava, teida the toyesi, who? Rava says, no, I'll bring a raya to toyes. Because I'll give you an example by something else. Dilo hori bezdin mechela v'dam le'atera. Let's say, Bezdin first says, they see this piece of fat, and they say, you know, this does not come from the chelev. Or they see some red, they say, this is meat juice, it's not blood. That's they said. V'hoda, chaz time le'isura. And afterwards, like Rashi says, tamuvik, they figure out, no, it really is chelev. This piece of meat, this cut of meat, comes from the chelev, or this red stuff is dam. Let's say, kihod v'amri la'teira, let's say they come back and say, no, maybe it's muta. We don't listen to them. Bezdin can't change their mind anymore. After they figure out, b'vadoyis, that something is chelev, there's no changing, saying, oh, maybe it's not chelev. Once it's chelev, it's chelev. V'ilu, let's say you have an Eidach that says that her husband died. Sure, you know, we say it's mutter. And also, Trey, two Eidim come as Sarna. We say she's Asr. Ki hada asa Eidach rina. If now, 2 years later, again, an Eid comes for a different story and says that her husband died, Sharinale, we allow it. What do you mean? How do we allow it? We just prove that the psak of Eidach, the hira of Eidach, is not true. Just like a Chel of Adam, when you have Chel of Adam, if you prove that the hira is not true, you can't redo the hira. See here also, if it's a hira, what's the hira? The hira is that we say Eid Echad to get a daika mincevah was believed. Two of them came, say you disproved it, you disqualified this halacha of daika mincevah. So how does it work now? 2 years later with Eid Echad now.
Would you say that it's saying you die now or
Yeah. What? No, later. No, that same Eidus. Not like trade against trade. It's a new thing, a new Eidus.
Different time.
Yeah, but if the right, no, 100% could. But if you say Eid Echad is believed because of Din of Hayra, that means it's a ganza psak. It's a psak that we're like, we're making Hayra. And what's the Hayra? The Hayra is the Daika Mitzvah of works. If that's the Hayra, so then you can't, we already proved that this Hayra is not a good Hayra. Elamai must be, it was just a liar. If it was a liar, it's not Hayra. If something's Hayra, like for example, Chelev Adam, we say, this thing is not from the Chelev. Then once you prove it's from the Chelev, you can't change your mind anymore. It's from the Chelev. You see, it's from that part of the animal. You can't say, oh, now it's not. It is. But so here, if Eidachov was a Hayra, and you disproved the Hayra, you can't switch it back. So it must be, it's not a Hayra. It's not a Hayra, it's a Tais. The reason why the Eid Echad is disqualified as a Tais, but now he's saying the truth. So I confirm that's the Machlaikas here. It's hard to, both start them are, you know, you have to understand the exact Pia Machlaikas, but either way, there's a Machlaikas over here, if it's a Tais or it's a Ra, and the Afghan is, do you bring a carbon? And we're saying, the Raziri said, in the Brisa that says that it's not a Ra, it's a Tais. But after Eliezer Sava Tais, those are sources of Tais, and it's not a Ra. Time was a Imer, Yikuv Hadin Esahar. That we should be ba'ayin this din, but tovi chata shmeina. Means if an Eid Echad comes and she gets remarried, be that, then her husband shows up, you bring a chatas. And he says, be ma'ayin din. So you have a bishlam of tayyus, carbon. If you hold to tayyus, that's bringing carbon. If it's hayra, am I master carbon? Why bring a carbon? Zokti Gemara, what's the raya that Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's a tayyus? Maybe, but Dilma, because so he argues the whole din. Dilma, because so Rabbi Eliezer, yachit she'osa bahira asbez din chayiv. Maybe he holds a yachid that does something by Ra's best and is chayav a carbon, and not because he holds this case is called a tayus. So Moshe said, if that was true, you don't have to be ma'ayin a din. Or let's just say he argues in the whole idea that a yachid should also be Ra's best and is chayav. You don't have to yikav esadin. M.K. My yikav esadin a har, yikav esadin a har, which means you should bore a hole in the har. Once you say that, you mean to say that let's be ma'ayin this and chap that this is a tayus and not hayra. The last thing in the Mishnah says that when Bezdin gives you a psak to remarry, so then the halacha is that you're not chayiv in a carbon. We're going not feed the Bezdin, but it's for our Mishnah. If Bezdin gives you a hetter to marry, you're not chayiv in a carbon if the husband shows up. But the Gemara is an exception to this rule. If she did not go ahead and remarry in a regular oifen, but she was kilkala, she did a avera with this heter to get married, then the halacha is, if a husband shows up, she is chayiv, because we never give you a heter to be makalkal. Now what exactly does kilkala mean? It's machlekes in our Gemara. Zok the Gemara, my kilkala, Rab Eliezer, or Rab Elaza, oimer zinsa. What it means is that she was mezana without kedushin. She didn't actually marry someone who was also to her, but what she did was, she went ahead and married someone without proper kedushin. That's called kilkala, and if a husband shows up, she has to bring a carbon. Rabbi Yechon Amar, no, zinsa is not enough. It's amana kohen gadol, grusha chutz kohen hedid. Dafka v'ze iser. Mandam zinsa, that zinsa alone is already, there's no hetter for that, kol shekin amana kohen gadol. Then of course, amana kohen gadol also would not be a hetter, doesn't go into the hetter of bezdin. Mandam is amana kohen gadol, av zinsa loy. But zinsa, that you don't get, you don't bring a carbon for that. Why? My timer. The amra, she could say, Atum the Shvizim Pnu, you made me a Pnuya. Elamites made me a Pnuya, you can't say it's also. Like this, it's a little hard to understand also again, because Pnuya might be an Issa to marry a Pnuya, a Pnuya without Kedushin, but it's not like this. You said that the husband died. That's what you said, that her husband died. So she is Mutter, she is a free agent, so she's a Pnuya. So you can't be a Mechayiv her now for something she did that's an Issa Medim Pnuya. Bishlama, we could say, only gave you a heter to remarry with the proper, or someone was mutter to you. That's good, they can say. Only someone was mutter to you. But to say that you have to do kedushin, you already said that she's a pnuya. Once she's a pnuya, so then it's automatically, she has all the din of a pnuya. And just like the din is that the pani of a pnuya, just like she would marry with a kedushin to if someone's mutter to her, would not be usher, even without kedushin would be the same thing. Tying of the Rabbi Yechanan, that you need that dafka, that Dafka Malakan Gadol. Taika was Rebecca. Haroba is Linosa, Hilk of a Kokala, going on Malakan Gadol, Rishikos on Kan Hedit, Chayevis Bekarbon. Chayevin Carbon. Now, the Brisa adds on another Machlekas that no Shaykhs thought what you said. We have Taika was say, the Dafka Kokala of Malakan Gadol. Then it says, I call Bia Obia, Dibra Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says they chayiv in every beer because Rabbi Eliezer holds even though it's one shaygig. Remember, it's one shaygig. He went after the eight echar. It's one shaygig, and it wasn't. He didn't have a yediyah in between. But Rabbi Eliezer holds that beer mechalkos. He chayiv in every single beer carbon. He can be chayiv 100 kavanos. Mechamayim carbon echar al kol. Be one carbon. Umoyim mechamayim Rabbi Eliezer. If she marries 5 people, she chayeves become mechalakim vechad. She become each one. How the gufim mechalakim? Since they are gufim mechalakim and different gufim, and therefore each one is a mechalak and chayev achatas in each one, even though lo noida ben time. Agaponim, that is the Gemara, and we finish explaining Baruch Hashem the Mishnah, the long Mishnah, beginning of the parak. Now we go to another Mishnah. Ha'isha shahalach bailo ubenol dinas yom. Some Aisha, her husband, and her son, she had a son, went to Medina Siyam. The halacha is, if her son dies before the couple, then there is a din yibum, because the Maisa, the husband died without any children. So here, what happened was, above Amrullah, they came and told her, Meis Bailech, your husband died, V'achim Meis Benech, and afterwards your son died. Therefore, you're not chayev in yibum. You can remarry without any yibum. V'nissas, and she went to get remarried. After they told her, it was the opposite. First the son died, then your husband died. And turns out what? That you chayev in yibum. The halacha is, teitzei, she has to leave her new husband. Vavlad harishon v'achron mamzeh. We'll see harishon v'achron means a second. And the vlad harishon v'achron is a mamzeh. It's a mamzeh. This is a yivam l'shuk, and halacha is a mamzeh. So what's shvev ma'ishi? What do you mean? Yivam l'shuk is only a lav. You have mamzeh then? Teretz is going to Rabbi Kiva holds Chai V'Lavin is a mamza. Omrullah makes the opposite case. Omrullah makes B'nech V'achem makes B'alech. Bezdin, the Edom came and said that her son died first, then her husband. So she thought she had to Yibim, V'l'siyavma. And she did Yibim. V'achem Omrullah Chiv V'dvarim. Then they after said, no, it was the opposite. There was no Chiv Yibim. The son was Nifta afterwards. So here, Taka, everyone agrees it's a mamza because here's Eishas Ach, Shaloi B'malka Mitzvah. So Teitzei Vavlad Rishon V'Achron Mamzer, she has to leave, obviously, and the Rishon V'Achron is a Mamzer. Omrulah Meis Vaylech V'Nissas. They tell her husband died and she gets married. V'Achron Omrulah Kayim Haya, he's still alive. Umeis, they died now. Teitzei, she has to leave her husband. Vavlad Rishon Mamzer. Vavlad Rishon is a Mamzer. Why? Because at that time her first husband was still alive. Va'achroin in a mamzer, but the second one after the second edus is not a mamzer. So we have three cases. The first two cases, what?
She got remarried again.
No, let's say she stayed married to this husband. She's not allowed to stay married, but still it's not a mamzer. So now let's stay married to the second husband because that's the halacha. Because since she got married illegally, she has to divorce her. But the second child will not be a mamzer. So in the first two cases, the mamzer, because the first case was a yavam l'shuk, second case was a eshes ach. The third case is a case where she was an Eishes Ish by the beginning, but now she's not an Eishes anymore. Another case, this case should sound familiar if you learned the fast few blot. Amrullah meis bailech v'niskacha. If they tell her husband died and she went ahead and got remarried to someone else, but we had an assume, only Kedushin. V'achabah bailech, and then her husband shows up, muteres lachsla. She's allowed to go back to her first husband. Why? Because she didn't do an Issa. She didn't get have an Asuin, and therefore just a Kedushin alone. She's allowed to go back. Even though the last one gives her a get, there's no psul kuna because no chiv get from the second one because it was a mistake. The kedushin of zavachal, you don't need a get. And we learned the Gemara before, why does she need a get? Because there's no knas. Since she didn't do this, there's no knas. Ezudar shar v'loz v'masya v'isha grusham isha is also ta kain. So only isha is grusham isha. V'loim ish shen isha. But not from a man who's not her husband. There's no problem with get. Here, her husband gives her a get, the second baal. It doesn't make effect. Doesn't have any effect on her. Because in the grusham v'chal, it's not her husband at all. And therefore, there's no issue with that. Zog to Gemara. It said, in the first two cases, by Yevam L'Shuk and Eish Shach, it says, Rishon v'Achron Mamza. What does that mean exactly? My Rishon and my Achron. Ilam a Rishon l'fnei Shmua. If it means Rishon, he is afraid of Shmua. The child they had before, he found out that was a mistake. And the next child was born after they know it's a mistake. Okay, we understand. Either way, it's a mamzer because it's not a kosher marriage. Listen, they have la mamzer. Just say la mamzer. Never say rishon v'achron. And for the Gemara, she's going to misty b'seifa omlo meis bailech. But a case of meis bailech, where it turned out that by the first beginning of the marriage, her husband was alive. At the end, her husband died. There, there's a Rishon V'Achron, because the Achron is not a mamzer, because the husband's dead. So there's this Rishon V'Achron. So agav that, the first case is also, says also Rishon V'Achron. He was alive at that time. Now he's dead. And there is a Rishon Mamzer V'Achron Mamzer. There the Rishon, one was the child was born before the second time we found that he's dead. That is a Mamzer. And the Achron after that ain't a Mamzer. Even though you have to be Taitzes, it's not a Mamzer. Therefore, it says Mamzer. In the first case, it's always a Mamzer because there, for example, the case of Yivam Loshok, it's a Yivam Loshok. We stay married to that person. That stays the same. And the second case also, where it's Eshashach Shloim Makom, it also stays the same because we found out the son was alive after the father and stays like that. Therefore, in the first two cases, the ratio is Rishon V'Achron Mamzer. And the third case there, Dafka Rishon Mamzer, and not the Achron.